Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are supported this week by SetApp. Leading off today, over the past few weeks, a number of reports on social media have surfaced from iPhone users who claim that their alarms don't properly play a sound. So in the morning, the alarm goes off on the iPhone, but the iPhone doesn't actually play the alarm sound. As these reports continue to grow, Apple has now confirmed that it's aware of the problem and says it's working on a fix. On social media, some users have found that the problem relates to the Attention Aware features on an iPhone. The feature is designed such that if you're looking at your iPhone, it will automatically lower the sound of your alerts. On social media, some users speculate that the Attention Aware feature is incorrectly detecting attention and lowering the volume of the alarms, even when they aren't actually looking at their iPhone. Apple hasn't confirmed whether this is actually the cause of the problem, but it's something that does make sense. To disable Attention Aware features, open the Settings app, tap Face ID and Passcode, then toggle off Attention Aware features. There's no timeline on when Apple might roll out a fix for this problem, but at least we do know now for sure that it's investigating. In other news today, we have two different announcements from Beats to talk about. First off, Apple has officially taken the wraps off of its new Beats Solo 4 headphones. This is the first update in 8 years to one of the best-selling Beats products. The design of Beats Solo 4 is basically identical to Beats Solo 3, but the company says it is a bit more comfortable thanks to the addition of new ultra-plush ear cushions. In terms of what has actually changed in Beats Solo 4 compared to Beats Solo 3, battery life has increased from 40 hours to 50 hours. The micro USB port has been replaced with USB-C, which also now supports lossless audio. There's a new processor inside that enables better compatibility with both Android and iOS, which includes Find My integration and personalized spatial audio with dynamic head tracking. In terms of audio quality, Beats says that Beats Solo 4 have been re-engineered for incredible high-fidelity acoustics, and there are upgraded beam-foaming microphones and an intelligent noise-learning algorithm for phone calls and Siri interactions. Perhaps most notably of all, Beats Solo 4 are priced at $199, the same price as their predecessors, which were first released in 2016. You can read my full hands-on with Beats Solo 4 at the link in the show notes below. They're available starting today in matte black, pink, and slate blue for $199, with the first order shipping on May 2nd. The other announcement from Beats today is the launch of something called Beats Solo Buds. The new Beats Solo Buds pack a truly wireless design with an impressive 18 hours of battery life, and they cost just $79. These represent the most affordable, truly wireless earbuds that Apple or Beats has released to date. I haven't had the chance to try the new Beats Solo Buds yet, but on paper they sound compelling. While they miss out on features like active noise cancellation, autoplay pause, and transparency mode, they offer an impressive set of other features. With an in-ear design, Beats Solo Buds come with 4 different ear tip sizes and offer passive noise isolation. They feature a custom Beats chip inside that enables one-touch pairing across iOS and Android. They also integrate with Apple's Find My network and Google's Find My device network. Each Beats Solo Bud earbud features a B button on the side that you can use to control playback, answer calls, and activate Siri. Like with other Beats headphones and AirPods, the function of the B can be customized in the Settings app. In terms of audio quality, Beats says that each earbud features dual-layer transducers designed to minimize micro distortions, ensuring high-fidelity sound with uncompromised clarity and detail. But the most impressive Beats Solo Buds feature by far is battery life. Beats says we can expect up to 18 hours of battery life from the buds themselves. And yes, that's 18 hours of battery life from Beats Solo Buds themselves, not including a charging case of any sort. In fact, the charging case included with Beats Solo Buds doesn't actually feature an integrated battery. Instead, when you want to charge Solo Buds, you place them in the case, then connect the case to a USB-C cable. Beats Solo Buds will be available in the United States in June for $80, and you can pick from 4 different colors, including matte black, storm gray, arctic purple, and transparent red. We are sponsored this week by SetApp. For a single monthly subscription of $10, SetApp gives you access to over 240 apps on your Mac. Using the link in the show notes, you can become a SetApp member and get full access for free for 7 days. Using SetApp, you can browse a curated collection of apps that can help supercharge your Mac experience. Think of a task you'd like to complete, just open SetApp and then search apps by tasks, install, and get things done. A SetApp membership includes full access to all apps on SetApp, including app updates and new releases. You can install and uninstall the apps in a single click. Again, just hit the link in the show notes to sign up for SetApp and get started today. A free 7-day trial, then just $10 a month for over 240 other apps on your Mac. Running out today, Apple first unveiled its next generation of CarPlay at WWDC in 2022, then announced last year that its first partners would be Porsche and Aston Martin. This week, however, Mercedes-Benz has made it clear that it has no plans to adopt next-generation CarPlay, despite being touted by Apple as a partner. In an interview this week, Mercedes-Benz CEO Ola Källenius said that the company is focused on its own Mercedes-Benz operating system instead of next-generation CarPlay, with the first version of the Mercedes-Benz operating system debuting next year. He said, quote, "To give up the whole cockpit head unit, the passenger screen, and everything else to somebody else, the answer is no. It's all one holistic software architecture, so if you want to create a superior customer experience, you need to think about that as a whole, and only the manufacturer can tie it all together." End quote. But while Mercedes-Benz has no plans to support next-gen CarPlay, the company did make it clear that it has no plans to ditch its current implementation of classic CarPlay. The reason this story is so notable is that when Apple announced next-generation CarPlay at WWDC 2022, it showed a list of carmakers allegedly on board to adopt the new feature. Mercedes-Benz was on that list, but it's now clear that the plans have changed. So far, two of the companies on Apple's list, Aston Martin and Porsche, have confirmed their plans for next-generation CarPlay. Those companies say they will release their first cars with the feature this year. One company, Mercedes-Benz, has said it has no plans to support next-gen CarPlay, and the other carmakers on the list haven't said anything one way or the other. As a refresher, those companies are Land Rover, Lincoln, Audi, Volvo, Honda, Nissan, Ford, Jaguar, Acura, Polestar, Infiniti, and Renault. Again, none of those companies have commented beyond being shown on the screen at WWDC in 2022, so it's totally possible, as we now see with Mercedes, that plans have changed. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com and find an ad-free version of the show at 9to5mac.com/join. You can find me on Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.